This is Culture Shock 1913, the podcast series. I'm Sarah Fischko. The podcasts are produced by Laura Mayer. Culture Shock 1913, the hour-long program, premieres on December 6th, with more airings to follow. Until then, some 1913 tidbits, which, like the larger and more memorable cultural events of that year, still have echoes a century later. Every invention has a story. The story of the zipper, for example, takes us back to that madly modernist moment in the early 20th century when everything was being rethought, even the smallest detail.
The zipper is such an obviously trivial technology.
Professor Robert Friedel.
It took me about 3 or 4 years to get the courage to go and tell people I'm going to write my next book about zippers.
Once his courage was up, he did indeed write the 288-page book Zipper, An Exploration in Novelty. It turns out that when the modern zipper was invented in 1913, no one really thought it was necessary. The fasteners people were using at that time seemed fine.
They were using buttons, they were using hooks and eyes, they were using snaps, they were using loops and eyelets and ties.
So why invent the zipper in the first place? What was it about this moment in 1913?
This is a period when the entrepreneur linked up with a novel new technology could really make a mark on the world.
Friedel took his fascination further, sussing out the zipper's origins, which he found went way back to the Chicago World's Fair of 1893. There, a traveling salesman was peddling an early version of the zipper, a strip of hooks and eyes meant to be sewn into shoes. Along came Colonel Lewis Walker, a wealthy gentleman who saw something in the device. Walker set up a factory to manufacture the strip of fasteners, but it was a highly imperfect item.
You have to wiggle it one way, and then you have to jerk it up and wiggle it another way to get the eyelet and the hook together.
As often happens with this sort of thing, a young man with needs of his own saw a better way to solve the problem. Gideon Sundback, an engineer and new arrival from Sweden, happened upon Walker's Automatic Hook and Eye Closure Company in Hoboken, New Jersey. The Swede quickly got a job there, and what do you know? He fell in love with the boss's daughter.
He basically said, well, there's no way I'm going to leave Hoboken without that. And that's how Gideon Sundback, good, solid, well-trained engineer, ends up deciding that he's going to devote his life to making this fastener work.
In 1913, Sundback filed the patent for the modern zipper, which had neither hooks nor eyes, but rather two rows of alternating teeth, brought together by the now familiar slider. This seemed to all to be a truly modern closing device.
I can never get a zipper to close. Maybe that stands for something. What do you think?
That's Rita Hayworth from the 1946 film Gilda, who, along with Elizabeth Taylor, Jane Mansfield, Marilyn Monroe, and a long line of others, gave the zipper, shall we say, dimension. Valerie Steele, director of the museum at the Fashion Institute of Technology.
The idea, of course, is that it's like it's instantaneous, and you sort of the clothes come on and off, almost like a striptease.
Benjamin?
Yes?
Will you unzip my dress? Thank you.
The zipper, preventing wardrobe malfunctions, since it reached maturity and burst on the scene in that extraordinary year, 1913. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishburne.